a university that is worth its standards, confers degrees that people have worked for and people should deserve them. Certain universities like Makerere University and like certain universities in America, you know, simply confer degrees that are not worth very much. In the case of Makerere Idi Amini, because he was the president, he could confer degrees first on himself and secondly on his close relatives and so forth. And Makerere lost its status among the universities of the world. And so Zimbabwe should be very, very careful. And if any university in Zimbabwe were to simply confer degrees that people don't deserve, then the education of Zimbabwe will be looked down upon throughout the world, and we will lose the status that we have had throughout the world.
So at the end of the day, looking at the University of Zimbabwe, do you think that those people who actually obtained degrees there may lose their kind of, respect?
I wouldn't say at the present moment. I'm not aware who may be involved or in what capacity such degrees may have been conferred. It's difficult to say, but what I can state and state categorically is that a person should earn the degree by way of the knowledge and ability and understanding that they have attained. You don't just get it either because you are who you are or because you have asked somebody to do it on your behalf.
So now, talking about Zimbabwe education right now, how do you rate Zimbabwe in terms of other countries?
Education in Zimbabwe is generally very good. It rates very high. Many, many countries do recognize the high standard that the education in Zimbabwe has attained. And we can do ourselves a disservice if we depart from the norms that we have always followed, namely that we give recognition to what the person has attained rather than just because it is whoever it is.